Welcome back to Sports Talk. Scott Beatty and Matt Daniels with you. Pleased to be joined now by the University of Illinois baseball pitching coach, Drew Dickinson, as the Illini are enjoying a very hot streak lately. It's also opening day. Drew, good to see you. Do you keep an eye on opening day?
I do. It's always an exciting time, even though like our opening day was literally a month and a half ago. I love when our season starts to match with the Major League Baseball season just because, you know, that's really what all these guys aspire and dream to be. So now they get to see it in the limelight. It's always exciting. I love seeing all the vets that are, you know, 10-year vets in the big leagues that still have the butterflies the night before. They can't sleep, all that stuff. It just shows you how exciting the game of baseball is to people who play it. And it's always an exciting time because it just brings the ray of hope for a lot of people.
That's right. Everybody starts in first place.
Yep.
Hey, I promise I don't want to ask too much about Bren Spillane, but he's because I know there's like other guys on the team too.
We're the fighting Bren Spillanes right now.
Have you ever seen somebody doing what he's doing from the plate in this kind of stretch?
Yeah, in like a video game I've seen before, but not in real life. You know, it's awesome. I've played against, as a coach and as a player against other teams in college. They look at their stats, and they have a player like, man, this guy has buku homers, and like, you know, if you play 20 games, he has like 35 RBIs. Okay, an RBI and a half a game. We're like, why don't we ever have a guy like that who just carries us? And here we are, and I'm watching it firsthand, and I got to say, it's more impressive with each day that I watch it.
If you were pitching to him, if you were coaching your pitcher to pitch to him, what would you tell him?
I'd probably throw four put-aways and take a chance at a walk, but then again, he'll feel second and third base on you. You know, in the beginning of the year, I would say, I'm going to pound this guy in. Big body, big, tall, lanky body, long arms. I'm going to throw hard in. But they started to do that, and he asked the MVP, he's like, Drew, throw me hard in. And then game three on Sunday, he goes, knock, knock, opposite field homer on the ball in. And it's just like, no matter what, this guy has the ability to hit the ball to the ballpark, no matter where the ball is pitched. And that's the sign of a true hitter and a true slugger.
Some of what he is doing, it seems like he's not always even making solid contact for him, and he's still getting it out of the yard. Do you see that?
I do see that, and it's scary. It's borderline scary. That's just the raw talent that he has, the amount of basically of how his swing works with his body, how it's, even when it's not crisp contact, the output that he's getting is maximized. And you see that with sitting, against Cal State Northridge, he had a 52-degree launch angle homer. I think last year the highest launch angle homer was like 40-something degrees. Now it's Perea for the Astros in the Crawford boxes, which are obviously short left field. So it's pretty crazy. We've seen it firsthand in practice, hitting balls after the field, 450 feet, but now that he's doing it in the game on a regular basis, it's impressive.
We're talking with Drew Dickinson, pitching coach for the University of Illinois here on Sports Talk.
Bren is obviously just stealing some of the thunder from your pitching staff, Drew. So who so far through 21 games has really kind of emerged and kind of helped solidify the pitching staff for you guys?
You know what? We're still not there yet as a staff. We're still trying to get some depth and create those guys who are getting it going on a consistent basis. But obviously, our starters have done a good job. Obviously, they've been getting it, relatively decent part of the game with Snarskis, Fisher, and Weber. And those guys still are still not at their full potential yet, which is good. Good news. It's a winning game, but yet they're still not pitching the best they can, which is obviously very encouraging. But from the back end bullpen standpoint, obviously, what Ryan Thompson has done has been just huge, because his ability to throw an inning or three innings really gives you that, diversity back there. And then obviously Joey Gerber's been light in the door in the ninth inning when save situations arise. I say that because if he's in a game and it's like a big league closer, it's not a safe situation. He just struggles a little bit. I think your level of amped up and whatnot, but we'll get that figured out. But when it's been a close one-run game, two-run games, I mean, he has literally shut the door on every club he played. So that's been great. What I'm really pleased about in the last probably week and a half is Ryan Schmidt and Quentin Sefcik, two guys that have a big-time ability, I think, for us. The back end had been really inconsistent the first 3 or 4 weeks, and now I really like been putting together a string of good outings. A reliever, you can't go one good outing, one bad outing. You can't go back and forth. You got to be able to string three, four, and five good outings in a row That's it. It's your job. And they've started to do that. And when they've done that, they've actually literally held the game in check for us to us we can win. And they both did it this past weekend at Northwestern, which was great to see. And now you can see it in their confidence, which is going to bode well because all baseball games go to 10. And so you want to have a big-time bullpen, and ours is really starting to shape up really nicely.
It seems like this team, both offensively and from a pitching standpoint, almost gets more comfortable as the game gets deeper into it.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. I think that comes from a little bit of a couple of things. One is it's confidence in guys, confidence in their roles and their abilities. You know, a lot of times the game gets later, it gets tighter, right? The game is, in essence, is on the line. You know, guys think that way, like the game's on the line, the first inning you get 5 runs. It is, but they just don't think that way. You get the whole game to come back. But I think our guys' maturity level, especially with the hitters, for how many at-bats a lot of these guys have gotten as freshmen, sophomores, obviously that experience, you know, helps out. But, it's been that way, and it's good. And I love that the fact that, really, we're still not hitting as well as we can. There's saying 3 guys that we thought would be big-time hitters for us are hitting, like, 200 or below. And our pitchers are still kind of scratching the surface. So it's like, hey, here we won 15 to 17 games, and we feel like we're not playing our best baseball. That's really encouraging and really happy to think about that.
You mentioned the bullpen, Drew, and you look at the major leagues, and that bullpen is so critical to every franchise's success. How do you and Dan maybe go about identifying guys, whether it's on the recruiting trail or once they get to Illinois, whether they're going to maybe be a possible rotation guy or they're going to be a middle innings guy or like Joey Gerber's doing this year and Tyler Jay in the past, those guys just become the dominant closers for you guys.
Right, they do. And that's a difficult, I guess, in a sense, because you look at high school, everybody's a starter, right? If you're good enough to be a D1 pitcher, you're not a reliever in high school. You're a starter and you throw whatever 5, 6, 7 innings a game.
Mm-hmm.
You get to college, everybody's that 3-hole hitter. Everybody's that number one. And then you see guys who separate themselves with a set of skills of what they can do. You know, like Joey. Joey can throw the hell out of the ball for about 25, 30 pitches, you know what I mean, and let it fly, let it eat, but he's not going to sit there. But if you let Joey go try to go 70 pitches, his velo after pitch 4, he would probably be like 89.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like he's not – that's just what he does. You know, he can max out and does really well with it. But you have guys who can hold their velo and have multiple pitches for strikes. You know, you got to have multiple pitches for strike to face a lineup 2 or 3 times, too, like a starter does. You know, and a lot of that's earned, too. You know, guys earn that in practice. Like, well, guys are more consistent. Obviously, you usually get the starting role. Obviously, you can get consistent weak contact. But you have guys who can swing and miss stuff and, you know, and kind of niche pitches. I say a niche pitch, kind of like a Thompson cutter. That's something. You can't throw cutters for 100 pitches. You can throw that stuff to the back end of the bullpen. That's a different look, and you can get big-time strikeouts and whatnot. And that's what, to me, what I try to model our bullpen, you know, like a big league bullpen where your back end guys are since your best arms.
I think Dave Lone would say the secret sauce for Ryan Thompson isn't the cutter, but the heavy metal that he listens to.
Yeah, right. You know, no doubt he would agree with that. Yeah, Thompson has that natural cutter and whatnot. And it's just like I said, you're a hitter and you're facing a right-handed, you know, starter, and he's just normal fastball slider, and then you get this kind of pitch. You're like, man, before you know it, you struck out or you're weak ground ball and you're out already. You're only going to face that guy one time, so you better give him your one at bat. If you don't, you're done. So that's what he's done and why he's had a lot of success.
Drew Dickinson is here with us from the U of I. He's a pitching coach for the Illini, and they take on Iowa this weekend. And first game is scheduled for 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Okay, Drew, this morning on A Penny for Your Thoughts, Darren Fletcher was on with Brian Barnhart as they were talking opening day and swapping stories from their time. The topic of mound visits came up, and Darren said that, yeah, there was times when I definitely was exactly like the movies where I was going out there to just buy time for somebody to warm up in the bullpen, and we were talking about anything but baseball.
Right.
Do you have any great mound visit stories, either what you've said or been had said to you?
You know what? I mean, honestly, it's going to be really lame. I really don't. you know, I go out to the guy, I'm usually pretty intense with somebody. Usually I'm pretty like locked eye to eye on somebody because I want them to lock in and get it done. And then if it's a time where I'm wasting time out there, I'll play flat out. I'll make a change here when the umpire comes in. Remember, you're wasting time. He's just coming to pick you up. You know what I mean? And try to be positive because as a pitcher, I've been there. I've been there for the good. I've been for the bad. So you know how it feels to get pulled. It's embarrassing. You walk off a lonely place. The mound's a lonely place. You walk off, and everybody in the stands is looking at you like you suck. So you want to, you know, you try to encourage them a little bit because, you know, you want to give them the ball the next day, hopefully. You know, so you know, I don't have any great stories, unfortunately. You know, I'm not talking candlesticks or anything like that out there before, but no, I mean, I'm pretty low key when we go out there, because if it's out there, it's usually something that's strategy related, or if not, we're just making a pure change, and there's not much conversation going on.
Drew, it seems like it's rained pretty much every day in March in Champaign-Urbana, and the weather's always an issue for you guys at this juncture of the season at all. Just what are some adjustments, differences? How does your when you talk to your guys, how does your philosophy change when you're dealing with the elements like we are right now?
You got to go attack. You should always be attacking, but when the weather is cold or it's raining in a game, the weather is a great equalizer. A weather will take a great team and a not-so-good team, and it makes it an even playing field. So you got to be sharp. You can't just, you know, in essence, throw the glove on the field when you play those type of games. This past week at Northwestern, it's cold. I knew from the jump, all these games are going to be tight. It's going to come down to one pitch here or there, or somebody makes a bad base running play or can't get a bunt down. Exactly what happened for us a couple games, and we were able to come back and steal it. So it's tough, man. This weather does stuff, especially when you're playing really well. All you want to do is play games. And then you look ahead, and you're like, oh, great. We're going to Maryland next week. It's 70 degrees. And then when we get there, it's going to be 53 and raining for a whole 3 days. Awesome, you know? Come on, uncle, one time.
All right, before I let you go, Iowa in for 3 this weekend. They were really good last year. What's the scout for them?
You know what? They're really solid. They're gonna play really well and well coached. You know, they lost a lot of guys on offense, a couple arms and whatnot. But you know, they had some ups and downs this year a little bit. I don't think their lineup's gonna be as formidable as it was last year. I knock on wood as I say that. But it's the Big Ten, man. A Big Ten conference now, it doesn't matter. This conference has changed. 1 through 11, your first 11 play teams, they're gonna battle it out, and it's gonna be hard to sweep and stuff like that. So, you know, we're hoping to go up, play well, and hope for some enough weather to get 3 games in and try to win a series.
Drew, it's always fun to talk with you. Happy opening day. Thanks for your time, and good luck this weekend.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Drew.